became clear and apparent to Labor in opposition that there was an awful lot of anecdotal evidence that there were problems with the operation of the system now. How much it's worse than what it was in the past, we're not clear. That's one of the reasons why we support the need for an inquiry.
Veterans Affairs Minister Alan Griffin has already launched a new initiative aimed at supporting veterans with mental health issues. Entitled At Ease, it aims to raise awareness and to improve the mental health of returned military personnel and their families. And now the department is turning the spotlight onto suicide.
Whether it's complicated, and I think it has been, by the fact that we're now dealing with an increased number of younger people who have been in the services, who have sometimes served on multiple deployments, and therefore are facing a range of other issues, I think that's also probably, or almost certainly true. There's a number of issues like that, which means that now is a good time to assess what's been taking place and seeing whether we can do it better.
Multiple deployments could be one contributing reason to veteran suicides. But Mark Creamer, Director of the Centre for Post-Traumatic Mental Health, says that the overall picture of suicide amongst ex-servicemen and women is complicated.
There are a whole range of factors that we know are associated with a greater risk of suicide, and they would include things like certainly mental health problems being one of them, but gender is an important one. Males are more likely to kill themselves than females. Age is an important one. So as people get into their middle age, sort of 50 to 60 year age group, suicide risk goes up. Alcohol consumption is a big one, you know, often associated with the risk of suicide. Social isolation or relationship breakups are important factors, and so on. So there's a whole range of factors that often come together that lead someone eventually to take their own lives. And of course, we can debate whether or not veterans are more or less likely to have that constellation of risk factors, if you like. But some of them, of course, they are, in terms of age and gender, for a start, that they are a high-risk group.
Rod Bain is a retired medical specialist who did 3 tours of duty in South Vietnam. He says that actually getting servicemen to admit they need help is a big problem, and that the Department of Veteran Affairs needs to look at attitudes towards mental health in the Army.
I think they've got to destigmatise the whole concept of seeking help in the mental health arena. What the difficulty's been in the past, I believe, is that a lot of serving people have been worried about their chances of promotion, the fact that people will make fun of them, their bosses may give them a hard time, or their own mates. And this is the girls as well as the boys, but it tends to be more of a boy thing than a girl thing. The girls seem to handle it, by and large, better than the boys do.
Whilst many within the returned soldiers community see the inquiries as heading in the right direction, some still see glaring holes that need to be fixed immediately. Ron Coxon is the national president of the Vietnam Veterans Association.
One of the major concerns we have at the moment is that the Department of Defence, for all 3 services, I talk broadly there when I say the Department of Defence, are down over 50% of their staff on mental health. In other words, they've got more than 50% of their mental health staff. Those positions are not filled at the moment. And we have a concern with mental health in the service now. And I think it's got something to do with the rate of pay that they're paying. I know it has, because we've got people who come to us and say, we lose money by working for defence or for the counselling service.
Minister Alan Griffin says that the staffing of mental health services for returned servicemen will be considered as part of the inquiry. As for other areas that deserve consideration, Mark Creamer has some advice.
An obvious area would be interface with the Department of Veterans Affairs, because many veterans, by no means all, but many veterans are in receipt of some kind of disability payment from the department. And there's no doubt that if that process of organising their claim and so on is highly stressful, then that's going to be another difficult thing the person has to cope with. So interface with the Department of Veterans Affairs would be one example, but also contact with general practitioners, another very good example. That most people who kill themselves have seen a GP very, very recently. So making sure that the general practitioners, and particularly those who are seeing a lot of veterans, are very aware of potential signs of potential suicide and so on. It would be generally in this area about, could we have predicted it, could we have prevented it?